Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the Justice Department amid political attacks on its integrity over the past 3.5 years.
We will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics.
History high above the earth.
EB1 is go.
EB2 is go.
Support 1 is go.
Support 2 is go.
Billionaire Jarek Isaacman and SpaceX employee Sarah Gillis have become the first people to take part in a privately funded spacewalk. Coastal Louisiana is checking for damage after Hurricane Francine hit yesterday. This parish president north of New Orleans says,
"We came out very well. The storm did come through. We had a lot of wind and rain last night, but it looks like this morning we only have a few roads, about 6 roads, parish roads that are blocked."
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over the Department of Natural Resources authority to order hazardous materials to be cleaned up. Under Wisconsin's spills law, the DNR holds polluters responsible for cleanup. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues the law is unconstitutional. Women and workers of color are still making less than other lower-wage workers in Wisconsin. That's according to a new UW-Madison study.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps in wages, because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
Co-author Laura Dresser says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons open on Saturday. The two seasons run from September 14th through January 5th. There are areas that have extended seasons until January 31st. Be sure to hunt safely, just as you would when hunting with a firearm, and be sure to register your harvest by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's 2 elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Know how to identify an elk. An adult elk stands about 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer at the shoulders. You can see the differences between elk and white-tailed deer using the DNR's comparison guide. Any elk taken without a tag may result in a fine and a revocation of hunting licenses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Thursday, September 12th, 2024, and it is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Whether you're a guy celebrating his birthday, like my friend Tevis, maybe you're going to the night market tonight, by the way. Night market tonight here in Madison. If you're listening on WMDX, or maybe you want to drive in tonight, shouldn't be too much else going on, but the night market, I believe it's on State Street again tonight, on Mr. Zommers, and WMDX, our local station here in Madison, will be there. The John and Gordy Show folks, their great producer, Sam Davidson, station manager, Catherine Lake, and yes, Toddy will be there later on tonight. I think I'm scheduled to be there at 7. I might get there a little bit earlier and stay to close. What I'm really there for is the takedown, you understand. I'm the pack horse.
Gotcha.
I'm there to clean up so that John and Gordy and Sam can go home and get to bed because they got to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And make sure you show up when Todd's there because you might be entered to win a three-way blender.
Yes.
No, there might be, but you won't.
There may be a three-way blender up for grabs tonight. Probably not, but there could be. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson for coming on. He was fired up, as Barack Obama likes to say, fired up, ready to go.
Indeed, he was. It was pretty funny.
I always enjoy a hyped up Trigvi. I'm not sure if he had extra caffeine this morning or what, but I loved every single moment of it.
Well, he didn't have his normal release of the pent up energy yesterday.
Yes.
For coming on the show, so he had an extra day to stew about things.
I think so. And it makes for great radio and great stuff. Coming up this hour, going to be talking about a couple of things a little bit later on. We mentioned it yesterday because I did not want to say anything, to use a double negative. Yesterday was 9/11, the anniversary of the tragedy in New York and Pennsylvania and the Pentagon in D.C. A little more reflection on that today, a little bit later on in the show. But I want to go back just because we did a little bit with Jane Matinair yesterday on the show when she stopped by. And it was great to see Jane, by the way. Always happy to see Jane Matinair, who precedes us every day from 10 until noon. But diving down a little bit more on the debate and talking about a strong man versus a weak man in one debate. But before we do that, I want to play a couple more clips here. And again, the quote, one of the quotes of the day, I guess you'd say, was Donald Trump. And again, I'm just going to read you this because sometimes it's more powerful to hear it, not in his voice, because you get distracted by all the goofiness. So if you just read it, here's the quote of the week from Trump answering a question about immigration during his debate with Kamala Harris on Wednesday. Quote, "They're eating the dogs. The people that came in, they're eating the cats.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. Unquote. When you just hear it like that, when you just read it, doesn't it sound and read even goofier than in real time with him?
It really does. It's just nonsense the whole way through, especially when you have multiple news outlets and the governor of the state and the mayor of the city and everybody else saying, no, we just have a lot of immigrants coming into work here because we have job openings. No one's eating animals or eating pets, at least.
Well, I mean, RFK. I mean, whether it's a dog or a bear, apparently.
Nobody in Springfield, Ohio, that is an immigrant there, is eating people's pets.
And I'm glad you brought up fact-checking this because, again, don't listen to Todd, a former Republican. Don't listen to the mainstream media on this. If you want to fact-check Trump, how about going to the current sitting Republican? Let me say that again. The current sitting Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, who took to the airwaves yesterday to say this about Trump's comments alleging that immigrants are eating pets.
You and I have known each other a long time. You may not remember it, but I do. I covered your first campaign for the United States Senate back in 1992. And Governor, I never thought, it's a while ago. I never thought I would ask you a question like this. Is anyone with undocumented status in Ohio, is any legal citizen resident of Ohio eating dogs or cats illegally?
Well, Major, this is something that came up on the internet, and the internet can be quite crazy sometimes. And look, the mayor, Mayor Rue of Springfield says, no, there's no truth in that. They have no evidence of that at all. So I think we go with what the mayor says. He knows his city.
And there is a case in Dayton of a woman with mental health issues being alleged to have eaten a neighbor's cat, but she lived in Ohio, not an immigrant. And my reason of bringing this up, not only because the former president did it, but you have an immigration situation in Springfield. It's a serious one. It's an interesting one. Population about 58,000, about 15,000 to 20,000 Haitians under temporary protected status in Springfield. A good number of them, as I understand, Governor, have gone through the application process to get temporary work permits, are working, and in some cases relieving kind of a labor shortage there. But there have been other issues, health, some safety issues that you've tried to bring attention to. Would you not prefer, Governor, a more coherent conversation about immigration in Springfield, Ohio, than was heard last night on the debate stage?
Well, Major, I think there's a couple things to be said about what's been going on in Springfield. You pointed out the numbers. You know, when you put 15,000 people on top in a period of a couple years on top of a population of 58,000, that's not just the normal, you know, increase that we'd expect to see in regard to immigration. This is a massive number of people coming in.
All right, and so let's kind of go. I want to kind of get the full context of this clip again. Because I know people, you cut it off. You know. The Republican governor of Ohio, current sitting Republican governor of Ohio, being interviewed by the great Major Garrett of CBS. You can just hear it. Major Garrett is a serious reporter. Having asked the sitting governor of Ohio, is anybody of documented or undocumented status in Ohio eating dogs and cats? And the only person that anybody knows about is someone who's not an immigrant who has mental health issues that killed somebody's cat, apparently. But what Donald Trump, I never thought I'd live to see the day that a candidate for any party for president of the United States, let alone one of the two major parties, would go on national television in front of an estimated 67 million people in America and say that immigrants are killing, stealing, and eating neighbors' pets.
That's the kind of thing you expect from Vermin Supreme, the guy who wears a boot on his head every year and runs for president.
It's wackadoodle. And it's completely unserious. And to Major Garrett's point, there are serious questions about migration and immigration in this country. And those should be had and those should be debated. But to Major Garrett's point and the governor's point, what Donald Trump did, what I think it really did, in my opinion, is it reminded all of us, regardless of our political persuasion, of the chaos and Looney Tunes that surrounds Donald Trump that we all had to live through for 4 years. I know there are a lot of people out there, even Trump supporters, who say, yeah, I didn't like any of that stuff about COVID. I didn't like how wacky he is. I don't like how disrespectful he is to women. And these are their words, not mine. But I'm still going to vote for him because I think it'll be the best thing for the economy. Which, again, is unfounded, but I don't want to go down that road right now. What I want to focus on is Wednesday night was a good reminder.
Or
Tuesday night was a good reminder that Trump not only has not gotten any better on that kind of thing, he's gotten worse. And if he gets a second term, he has said as much personally, and it's also in Project 2025, he is not going to allow the people like Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, the former Republican Party chairman, who was his first chief of staff in the White House. No more people like Reince Priebus. No more people like John Kelly, one of his last chiefs of staff, a former four-star Marine general. Trump is not going to allow people like that in his administration because Trump views, he wouldn't say this publicly, but he says privately, basically his only mistake he views as president was allowing people with a conscience to be around him. When the riots broke out in Minneapolis, Trump told his military people, can't you just shoot them in the knees? Verified. And the military people had to look at the commander-in-chiefs and said, no, sir, I'm sorry. Well, I don't think they said I'm sorry, but no, sir, you cannot use the military to forcefully attack citizens for protesting. The people like that who told him the truth and explained the law and the Constitution around him and held him somewhat at bay, none of those people are going to be around him. They're not going to be allowed near him in a second term. It is going to be unvarnished, unfiltered, unleashed Trump in a second term. And that's dangerous to the country. That's dangerous for democracy. And regardless of how you may feel on some of Vice President Harris's policies, as Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney have said, the only real important policy here is democracy, the Constitution. And that's why this coalition is being brought together and built to defeat Trump and Trumpism in this one instance, in this one moment, so that there will be an America, as flawed as it may be, but an America that we have grown up with and gotten used to, and the America that we know can continue and hopefully get better. And that we can still have spirited discussions and disagreements about policy. That's all normal and good. What is not normal is for the commander-in-chief, the most powerful person in the world, to repeat internet-made-up lies about human beings and saying that basically what Trump's saying by calling that out is that black people are eating pets. That was his purpose on that, to cause fear and havoc and chaos. And so that, quote-unquote, you know, Americans who are already here who happen to be white look at anybody coming in the country that might be a black or brown person as an immigrant and create fear against them. That's what Trump's motive is to divide us. Vice President Harris may not be perfect. None of us are. But she will keep our democracy and protect the future. Back after this, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Thursday, September 12th, 2024, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along, talking just a little bit more about the debate, just because we were at that great movie world premiere last night in Waukesha, just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. A fantastic film, to put it in Siskel and Ebert speak. Two thumbs up from Todd. And I'm not just saying that because we had the filmmakers on the show. Here's how I would, if it were a bad film, and it's not, I wouldn't have called it a bad film, probably. What I would have just said is, I found it interesting, and you might want to check it out. But that's not the case. It actually is a great film that I would say any Wisconsinite is going to enjoy, almost any Wisconsinite. And whether you're a big Brewers or sports fan or not, it's a story, it's a love story between a group of folks, players, and their city.
Also, as the filmmaker said, and anybody else who was around for that, a time that is completely gone. You can't have celebrities just go out and have a drink after the game and meet with people anymore because people are crazy.
Right. People are weird.
So it's a unique look at something that can't really happen again.
Yeah. So check it out. It's in Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin starting tomorrow. Go to marcustheaters.com or just a bit outside themovie.com and get your tickets today at Marcus Theaters across the state of Wisconsin. Talk a little bit more about this debate. We'll wrap this up here after this segment. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is fantastic that we have Karina on the phone because I owe Karina a thanks and an apology. Karina came to the theater yesterday in Waukesha, and she brought us a box of fantastic goodies from Crumbl. And then I said to Chris, I said, where's Karina? He said, well, you were on the air, so she left. Karina, thank you very much. I'm sorry I didn't get to say hi in person, but that was so kind of you.
Oh, no. You were talking about that you're running. Nobody's feeding you. They're just using you for your talent. I decided that you need some sugar and some dough in there, you know, to keep you going for another 2 hours or so, right? It was in the night, right? The movie was in the night.
Yes, it was at night. So, yeah, it gave me a little bit of a sugar buzz and kept me going. So thank you for stopping by. It was very, very nice of you, and thank you for the goodies. Our crew enjoyed them.
Oh, great. Listen, I'm telling you that I want to say that, of course, people always come up with the strangest stories about new wave of immigrants. Okay, mm-hmm. They put something on the new wave of immigrants, and usually it is for some reason that they're eating something wrong, but the fact that he's talking about it on the debate, he's talking about killing babies in this country, babies who were to term. I mean, talking about the removing the education department from the federal ruling or federal level. Mm-hmm. And how you expect to have education unify over the whole country so kids can go from one state to another and be accepted in the different institution, higher education, when everybody come up with their own kind of way to teach or remove topics. And I mean, I was talking yesterday with my friend who owns a guitar shop in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old guitar shop in Madison. And he was saying that you can tell that the kids who's coming and asking about playing guitars and playing any instruments or music, parents along with them are completely lost because there is no more music in the public schools.
Wow.
We're removing a culture. We're removing a tools to a future adult. And how you can all support that?
Karina, you bring up something that's so interesting, and I want your take on something else real quick, but you're right. Is that what gets overlooked when our public schools are underfunded, that something has to go, and oftentimes it's the arts that go first. And you're right. There's a culture, there's a loss there when kids don't have music programs and theater programs and forensics programs. There's something lost. I totally agree. Let me ask you this, and you've said this on our show publicly before, so I'm not quote-unquote outing you. You are an immigrant to this country. And when you hear things like what Donald Trump says and J.D. Vance says that is anti-immigrant, does that give you pause personally? Does it make you feel less safe as an immigrant to this country who happens to have an accent? Or do you know other immigrants to this country who feel like they're made less safe because of this hateful rhetoric?
No, it is getting less. First of all, when you immigrate in the country, you have no idea where you're going. You can read. No, there is none a comparison. Now, when the war started with the Ukraine and Russia,
mm-hmm.
I was bombarded by people in the stores telling me how bad Russian people are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just wrong. This mm-hmm. is just so much. And I think this is coming from education as well, because if you don't educate the kids mm-hmm. how to take different culture and be tolerable enough to this different culture and make yourself open to actually ask questions
right.
from that country, not just assume and listen crazy people.
Right. No, I think that's a great
and
way to...
this is wrong.
Yeah,
I'm sure your generation was an immigrant at some point.
Right,
everybody
right.
in this country as a design is right. immigrant. So how's your Irish immigrants are better than the Haitian?
Right. No, you're 100% right, and that's why I've said it. Unless you are a Native American or of Native American descent, everyone else in the United States comes from immigrants. Appreciate your perspective as always, Karina. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. One last clip, Mr. Zomers, if we have time, the Brit Hume clip here. Again, don't take it from Todd, a former Republican. Listen to somebody on Fox News, longtime host Brit Hume. This was his take on the debate on Tuesday.
Look, make no mistake about it. Trump had a bad night. He rose to the bait repeatedly when she baited him, something I'm sure his advisors had begged him not to do. In the first debate when Biden attacked him, he just kept his cool and kept going. In this debate, he rose to the bait, and we heard so many of the old grievances that we'd long thought that Trump had learned were not winners politically. Mm-hmm. And there they all were, talking about how he didn't lose the election and all that. So my sense is that she came out of this in pretty good shape. Now, how long this will last is anybody's guess. But for tonight, at least, this was pretty much her night.
You're saying she had a good night.
Brit Hume on Fox News. That's how Fox News clarified the debate or their comment, Brit Hume's comments on the debate. Donald Trump did himself no favors on Tuesday, and the Republican Party did itself no favors on Tuesday. What's left of it, if there is anything. What's left is a half an hour of our show. We welcome you back after a little agricultural market, news, weather, and sports update. Going to talk about 9/11 or remembrance there. And also, yes, apparently, according to AP, Laura Loomer has gone up in a plane with Trump. We'll explain when we come back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the U.S. Senate race. Wisconsin school superintendent is running for re-election. Jill Underly says her priorities are getting more money for underfunded schools, reforming literacy education, and improving mental health support. No other candidates have announced yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The FDA says 1 in 6 Americans get sick from foodborne illness or food poisoning every year. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says to keep meat and vegetables separate and avoid cross-contamination with cutting boards.
Rule of thumb is to use a cut board, have a designated cutting board, like a yellow for poultry, green for produce.
September is Food Safety Education Month. You can mark your calendars for the next Ruby's Pantry. It'll be Saturday, September 21st from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. They are having issues with online prepay bundles, so you may need to show up and be prepared to pay cash. A $25 donation gets you approximately 70 pounds of food. There's no limit of bundles per vehicle. When the food is gone, it's gone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll get you ready for the Packers home opener as they get set to host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, plus a visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Can't believe Zomer's Thursday. When we go on the road, we do these road shows, the week goes quick, and it's already Thursday. How about that?
For me, too, and I'm not even the one traveling.
And big game, we kind of alluded to it earlier, for the Wisconsin Badger football team. Alabama is in town. That's how Keith Jackson, the great broadcaster, who, by the way, Keith Jackson is in the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. I'd forgotten that Keith Jackson called some back in the day, ABC Network carried Major League Baseball, and you have some Keith Jackson in the film last night, along with Howard Cosell. Great old-time broadcasters, at least to some of us. Anyway, I want to finish up here just a couple of notes on the debate from Tuesday, and then talk about something making news today. Two words, Laura Loomer. We'll explain.
The children, cover their ears.
Yes. But first, a final thought on this debate. You know, Donald Trump knew immediately his debate performance was weak. How do you know that? Because after the debate, Trump went into the spin room, where kind of the media is and the press and that sort of thing, to blame his performance on the moderators and claim that he had won. Incidentally, I think that so far, I would say that the moderators for ABC probably did the best job, at least in fact-checking during the debate. I still think if you look at the actual time they allowed Trump to speak versus Harris, Trump was speaking more, but at least there was some fact-checking going on.
Yeah, he was speaking more. And do you remember how much it was by? It was by like extra 18 minutes or something.
The first segment, yeah. Well, I'll look that back up and have it for you. But anyway, Donald Trump has weakened politically. House Speaker Mike Johnson cannot muster the votes to pass a continuing budget resolution containing the voter suppression measure Trump wants. Trump is weakened financially. Trump media and technology company stock, that's what controls that company, which controls his so-called Truth Social platform. That company's stock fell yesterday by more than 10% to a new low. The company has lost more than $4 billion with a B in value since April. Donald Trump fears another beatdown. He wrote this social media post, and I quote, "In the world of boxing or UFC, when a fighter gets beaten or knocked out, they get up and scream, 'I demand a rematch. I demand a rematch,' he wrote. Well, it's no different with a debate. She," meaning Vice President Harris, "was beaten badly last night. Every poll has us winning," in capital letters. "In one case, 92-8, so why would I do a rematch?" Unquote. I don't know any legitimate polling firm that had Trump winning that. I mean, we just played for you Britt Hume before the break from Fox News saying that Vice President Harris clearly was the winner. Robert Kennedy Jr. clearly said that. I can't find any, except the extreme right, no one thought that. And again, one debate does not make an election. For Joe Biden, it ended up pretty much doing that.
Did you know that 37.5% of statistics are made up on the spot?
I did not know that, but thank you for the statistic.
Just checking.
Thank you. So let's go to the news of today. News of today. According to the Associated Press, Laura Loomer, speaking of far-right people, Laura Loomer, a right-wing activist who posted last year that 9/11 was, quote, an inside job, unquote, joined Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump in New York and Pennsylvania on Wednesday as he commemorated the anniversary of the attacks. The 31-year-old provocateur and influencer posted photos from Ground Zero and shared a video of Trump talking with firefighters in Lower Manhattan yesterday morning, writing, quote, "They were thrilled to see him," unquote. She also, Laura Loomer, accompanied the former president to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes crashed 23 years ago after crew members and passengers fought back against the hijackers. And she posted that on Twitter. Loomer said in a text message to the Associated Press that she doesn't work for the Trump campaign and that she was, quote, an invited guest, unquote. She did not respond, by the way, to questions about her past statements about 9/11. Loomer was also spotted departing Trump's plane when it landed in Philadelphia for Tuesday's debate. Now, Trump has a long history, of course, of elevating and associating with people who trade in falsehoods and conspiracy theories, i.e. people eating pets. And he regularly amplifies posts on his social media site shared with the likes with by the likes of Loomer. And if you don't know about this Laura Loomer character, she promotes the whole QAnon stuff. You know, remember during the January 6th insurrection, the QAnon shaman with the hat that looked like the water buffalo hat from the Flintstones and the red, white, and blue face and the whatever he was wearing? Not much, by the way. It's just this convoluted conspiracy theory, QAnon, centered on the belief that Trump is fighting the deep state, quote unquote. During the debate, Trump pushed baseless claims, of course, about those migrants stealing and eating cats and dogs, and later defending his comments by saying that he was repeating things he'd seen on TV. We talked about that last half hour. It's completely untrue. We had the Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, saying it's untrue. Also, this Laura Loomer character, she frequently, according to the Associated Press, frequently makes anti-Islam and anti-immigrant posts on social media. And has been targeting Trump's Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, with vile, racist, and sexist attacks. Last year, Laura Loomer shared a video on X that said, quote, 9/11 was an inside job, unquote, and claimed it was somehow related to then Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld announcing $2.3 trillion in quote unquote lost government funds on September 10th, 2001. The Post misrepresented Rumsfeld's remarks, by the way, which were about a challenge in tracking funds due to outdated technology. The day before 9/11 was not the first time the problem had been discussed. The conspiracy theory that U.S. officials are hiding information about September 11 attacks or were somehow involved in the planning has taken hold amongst a segment of determined quote-unquote truthers. But many of their most prevalent claims have fallen apart upon further scrutiny. Loomer's stepped-up presence in Trump's entourage comes as he's made a number of staff changes in recent weeks, including bringing back veterans of his 2016 and 2020 campaigns like former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. Lewandowski was known for his mantra, quote, let Trump be Trump. That information from the Associated Press today. What do you think about that? Laura Loomer, who called 9/11 an inside job, making racist comments about Vice President Harris. And again, Trump puts her on his plane and flies her around and has her consult for him. He's listening to him. And I think that, again, to tie this back about something we talked earlier in the show, if you doubt what I'm saying, in terms of a second Trump presidency, would not see him surrounded by at least halfway legitimate people that would keep him in check. Here's evidence. Who is he having on his plane with him right now? People like Laura Loomer, a right-wing nut job, a racist, someone who believes QAnon theories are real. That's who he's going to surround himself in the White House in a second term while he has the nuclear codes. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, I don't want to get into all this big, long back and forth, but you've been kind of keeping track of this on the socials. Laura Loomer and, of all people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, in her own right, a wackadoodle, Now they're in some sort of a Twitter war. Is this right? Just don't give us all the gory, terrible details, but just what's the 30,000 foot picture on this?
So initially, a few days ago, Laura Loomer tweeted all the racist stuff about Harris. It was all this anti-Indian stuff saying right. that the White House is going to smell like curry and other stuff about call centers and whatever. I'm not going to go into detail right. on it.
It's just disgusting, despicable yeah. racial slurs and racism.
Yes. Then Marjorie Taylor Greene retweets it and says Laura Loomer is racist and should not be in any position of power in the MAGA movement, and that she doesn't represent Republicans. She doesn't represent MAGA. And then Laura Loomer retweeted that and went a little nuclear on Marjorie Taylor Greene, and talking about different sexual affairs she may have had, saying she's a bad Christian because her marriage failed, saying that she likes to use the N-word, according to her staffers, which, of course, is not confirmed, and ultimately ending the tweet with calling her a trailer trash harpy.
The back and forth catfighting between Trump world people, yes, it can be humorous and funny in a way. But it's also just enormously sad.
And unserious.
And this is where we're at less than 2 months before an election, who will decide whether or not affordable health care continues, who will decide or not whether or not our environment will be, continue to be improved, who will decide whether or not we have leadership around the world that can deal with situations such as in Ukraine and Russia and Taiwan and China and other places, who will be helping us formulate policy around childcare, affordable childcare, with serious ideas, who will actually be getting things done during Infrastructure Week, which, of course, during the Trump term never happened, and the Biden-Harris folks, along with Pete Buttigieg, passed through and signed the most significant bill and now law in infrastructure in our nation's history. There's a lot of serious things to talk about. And what we have in Trump world are these two people in Laura Loomer, who I never thought there could be anybody further right and wackadoodle than Marjorie Taylor Greene. But again, in all seriousness, this is a good indicator, folks. Now Donald Trump is embracing Laura Loomer more so, apparently, than Marjorie Taylor Greene. Think about that for a second. Marjorie Taylor Greene, apparently, is even too far left in some ways for Trump. He is literally surrounding himself, putting Laura Loomer on his plane and flying her around the country with him to sacred events like 9/11, the 9/11 remembrance. And by the way, both J.D. Vance and Donald Trump were there at the 9/11 remembrance on one side of Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And on the other side was the sitting president and vice president of the United States, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. There's one side of that that's serious and taking serious issues and has plans for a future, and that's Harris Walz. And there's another side in this race that surrounding themselves with conspiracy theorists who are not well, and that's Trump and Vance. And that's just beyond policy, folks. Am I here to tell you that I think that, you know, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz's policy, that every single thing is beyond reproach and that I think they're perfect? No. We should have healthy debates about that. But I was just talking to somebody today about this morning. It's really hard for me to be critical of a couple of policy differences on the Harris-Walz side and make a big deal about that when the alternative is the end of American democracy as we know it. It's just, until we get past this election, until we defeat Trumpism, it's really not an equal argument. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Take your phone calls. Come back with some thoughts on 9/11 after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun. Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently. Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from ABC or CBS Radio News time, depending upon which station across the Civic Media Network that you are listening to. A little weather and sports update after the top of the hour there. And then get ready, get set, the always wonderful Maggie Dawn Show with our friend Brian Kelly along as well. Maggie Dawn every afternoon between 2 and 4. And then Dominic Selvia for the Dominic Selvia Show, the Dom Selvia Show from 4 until 6. It is an afternoon filled of fun, entertainment, news you can use. Maggie Dawn and Dom Selvia right after our show. Looking forward to that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. First of all, Mr. Zommers, off of the, was it Facebook or YouTube? One of our watchers, viewers off of YouTube. Sorry about that. I get two things combined there. Because we were talking about this before the break, that this right-wing QAnon person, Laura Loomer, has been on Trump's plane, according to the Associated Press and other news sources, and basically advising him. And these are people like Loomer and others who use continual hate speech in their social media and other places. This from a viewer off of YouTube. They say, quote, "And all of this filters down." The viewer says, "I was recently told, quote, please don't reproduce. You would be the poster child for legal abortion," unquote. And that was one of the more repeatable comments. Appreciate you sharing that with us on YouTube. And that's, I've said this repeatedly, that because America is unique. The United States is unique. We're one of the few countries out there that have never had a monarch. So in many countries, it's the whether you like him or hate him or whatever, monarchs are kind of, they're our figurehead of our country. In the United States, it's the president of the United States, whether you like that or not. And that person sets the tone and tenor for the rest of the country. Doesn't mean we all listen to them, but that's the person that we look up to or theoretically Americans kind of view as setting the tone for our country. And when that individual is repeatedly using hate speech and harassment to describe their opponents and other Americans, it gives permission in the minds of many other Americans that they then can do that too. Well, if the president does it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco, always a pleasure for calling in. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call today, Todd, and a great show. I called in a little bit earlier, but I got, something happened anyway.
Glad you're here now.
You know, it's a cell phone. You know, I wanted to thank the Lincoln Project friend of yours for what they do. I think they've really, really helped. And my only take today on Trump is he shouldn't even be in charge of a light switch in the White House. So you have a great day, Scott.
Hey, thank you, Wisco. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Yeah. That's a good point Wisco has. You don't even want Trump. And Trump wouldn't know what I mean. I don't think he's the handiest person. Now, I'm not either necessarily. But no, you don't want him in charge of even the light switch in the White House. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom in Madison, listening on WMDX. Tom, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, you bet. I think you're absolutely spot on when it comes to Trump giving permission for hate speech. I don't think we were any more polarized now than we were before. It's just that the racists and the misogynists just had a feeling that, hey, all these guys are on the radio, they're on television, we have Rush Limbaugh and Levine and all these different people. I can say that too. I'm not afraid. I can come out from under my rock. And when the president says stuff like that, then it's tacit permission to every bigot in the country.
Yeah. Agree with you, Tom. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. I want to end with this today. And again, we were down at Waukesha. Go out and see this great film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in Marcus Theaters across the state on Friday. Great film. But we mentioned 9/11 yesterday. We took a minute to pause, reflect on it. But I want to end with this. On 9/11, America was attacked. The World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, and the hijacked flights that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The lives lost that day, almost 3,000, included 343 New York firefighters. More first responders than that number have died of respiratory illnesses caused in the aftermath. Our nation was never more united than on September 12th. Yesterday and always as we go forward, the towers have been replaced by One World Trade Center, towering above as a memorial site. Built 1776 or 1,776 feet tall in honor of our nation's birth. The global war on terrorism has become the ultimate forever war. The loss of life on 9/11 has been dwarfed, by the way, by the toll from another foreign invader, COVID-19. As the years pass, younger Americans will not have that memory of where they were when they first learned about the 9/11 attacks, as I do. Even still, we must never forget. So yes, yeah, fly the flag always on 9/11 and fly it proudly. And then there's one other thing. We must try to come together. Yesterday and every 9/11 is a day to try to dial back the hate. And too often as Americans, and I'll point my finger at myself, we get sucked into buying into the vitriol. That's kind of fun to poke. I mean, comedy is one thing, but what we've talked about the last half hour today is another. When we use hate speech or speech that demeans others, it's like pouring gas on a fire. And 9/11, for those of us that were alive and lived through that time period, we all remember the feeling, the euphoric feeling of driving through large towns and small and seeing flags flying off of the backs of trucks, people honking at one another, waving at one another, Republicans and Democrats coming together for the betterment of our country. For a moment, we saw the American dream, the best of what we could be. We all, myself included, need to remember that day in honor and memory, and don't let those lives perish. Keep it going. Keep banging our drum. Thank you so very much to all of us that were here today, including Trigby Olson, Aaron Zommers on the board, and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer at 10:33 from the Recombobulation Area. Hour number two. If you know some young wannabe aviators, young eagles, don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.